The following lecture is a production of the Foundation of Human Understanding. And now here is author, lecturer, and 44-year radio counselor, Roy Masters.
I always say that if you keep your powder dry, what I mean by that, if you just don't look for excitement and overreact to every little thing as if it was a major catastrophe, you preserve your character and strength for the real thing, and then it's fun. It's adventure. I like the ocean, and I've had several boats, and I had a boat called a Fin Clipper, which was made, it's a North Sea rescue lifeboat design, but it would take the roughest weather, and I was out in a hurricane with my family. It was when I first started sailing. I didn't understand the California weather. Because you can have a hurricane when the sky is blue. Santa Ana winds becoming northwesterlies. And so all of a sudden you go out on a calm day, and if you don't know how to read the signs, which I didn't. So I had my whole family. One of my kids learned to pray. Didn't do him any good, though. When it was all over, he went back to his old self. But what I showed, you know, we had 30-foot waves, and we had to cross the channel, which is, you know, several hours. And we couldn't get back into Ventura Harbor. It was too dangerous. We went to Oxnard, which was also dangerous. But I showed my family that we could make fun, that make this fun. And that danger is fun. It's not like Disneyland where danger is fun. That's not real danger, is it? And all these therapies, one of these groups where they get around and have therapy and they talk these things out with each other, and they speak up to each other, that's not real life situations either. They're all protected. They all have a right to speak up. They've got a moderator. No, real life is what I explained, is that it's real danger, but if you don't overreact to everything and make fuss of everything as if it was real danger, you know how that could be, and I didn't mean to start out the program with this, but it sort of came around. I remember my wife, she would make a fuss over very small things. You know, cuts and things like that. But one day it was a big thing, and she didn't make a fuss over it. She was sort of like, it wasn't there. And people who overreact a lot, overreact because they need a sense of control, they need a sense of being brave. It's usually something that you can manage. You can get angry with your kids. You can get upset with this, and then upset taking care of it. You take care of a problem that gets a little bit bigger that wouldn't have been a problem had you not been upset. But you're the master of it. You can be upset with your kids, and your kids can be upset. They can fight you back, but you're bigger than them. And we get upset with all kinds of things. And after a while, you know, the upset, the things which get upset you gets bigger than you are. And that's when you hide your head in the sand. That's what I'm afraid is going to happen to America. See, we've got all kinds of excitements, all kinds of adventures, which aren't really adventures. The drugs, the drink, the fights, the arguments, the stupid decisions we make, the excitements we seek, the Disneyland kind of things. And to arouse a sense of excitement and like you've survived a difficult journey with bravery. Children do that. They imagine themselves being Captain Hook or something. And they're the center of their own story. But in reality, when it comes right down to it, it doesn't work that way. We're all heroes in our own looking for the right word, heroes in our own imagination.
So if we're reacting all the time to all the small things that you're saying,
very dangerous.
Then so when something big happens,
then
you're not
then you don't can't handle it. You can't handle it. It's too big. So, but out there, I could, because I'm not a man that reacts after every little small thing. So 30-foot waves was just fun. Surfing down those waves, Diane, just keep an eye out for those big ones, and here we go. And my radio goes out, and everything like that. All my kids were shivering down, little kids, you know, they weren't that very big, were shivering down with their friends. down there in the cabin, but there was, she also learned to make it fun. And we survived it. You know, it's a big responsibility of your family. You don't want to go under. So I didn't mean to start off with the subject matter, but it came up somehow. I forget how it did, but it makes no difference. We were talking about, I'm saying you have a resentment toward your mother because she deprived you of a father. But she didn't mean to. She was as lost as you are. That's why you have to forgive her. That's why I tell you as a man, forgive your mother. She did not know what she did. She's in the same position as my friend here, brought his daughter. What's your first name?
Walter.
Walter, bring me to the altar. No, forget about it. Erase that, come on. We've got to put a little light touch in this. It's pretty serious. What was I saying now before I rudely interrupted myself?
You were talking about she's got to forgive her mother.
Yes. I mean, let it go. If you can, I'm a man. If there's any authority in me, your mother is a good woman.
Can I tell you what?
So you don't have to hold on to that anger anymore.
Well, what's happening?
You're
right
very complicated, aren't you? You're very complicated.
Well, because there's so much power behind it. And it
no power, you give it.
Wait, listen to what I'm saying. It doesn't want to stop because it has my kids. And so.
You resent
it? Not only do I get to let go from her, but it has to free my kids.
But you're being too responsible here. Because it all is one thing. You've got too many things on your plate. You're juggling too many things in the air. You have resentment because it's hurting your kids. You're hurting your kids. And you're hurting your kids because you won't forgive your mom. See? Just let her go. And you'll be free. Yes.
I would like to talk because this is... I thought that my anger was towards my mother. But it was really hatred for my father.
I know. I understand that. But as I said... there's no men in this family.
See,
there's no men in the house.
Let me explain this. I had a similar thing. I maybe said 20 words to my dad. He was there. He was a brutal force in the family. So there was no communication. There was no connection with him. She didn't have a father, but I had a father that...
She had many fathers.
Yes. And so there was this wall, I could not communicate. I mean, and when you called me that night, it's like you broke that wall down. I thought it was my mother I hated. It was my mother.
No, yeah, but that usually is the case because mothers tend to be at war with their husband's affection for the children.